Oh, I love it. Perfectly in tune. It's 8:36. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Zoe. It is Tuesday, the 21st of November. We are 2 days away from the 60th anniversary of Doctor Who first appearing on our telly boxes. And these two marvels have gotten back together, reunited, and it feels so good.
It does. It feels like Jagger.
These fabulous episodes.
Mike, can I just say, my four-year-old birdie is listening and dancing furiously to all the songs. I've just did a video of her dancing around to the songs. So this bit she'll find really boring.
Yeah. She'll be like, they're just chatting now.
Sorry, Birdie. Sorry. We'll stop talking a minute. There'll be more tunes. Okay. But for now, just bear with us.
Oh, Birdie. I do love the fact that your gorgeous wife, Georgia, as well, another Doctor Who star.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you met. Is that where it is?
We met on set.
Oh, thank goodness for Doctor Who.
Yes.
Bringing you two together. You don't do a lot of social media, David, but she does do this. So there's always some great stuff of you that she captures.
Yes, I do turn around and there'll be a phone whirring away, capturing some content. Yeah.
No, always. There was a little moment, I believe, recently, actually, which I'm trying to find out. Which one is it? Is it there?
Oh.
We're going to find. We found some gold. Here it is. I do believe this was rehearsing for Children in Need.
Oh.
I believe.
It's been a slow start to the day. It's, what time is it now? 3 o'clock, and I've just got on set. Good luck, Children in Need.
It all turned out brilliantly, though.
Oh, well. Yeah, she's got quite a lot of behind-the-scenes content, Russell. We'll pass it by you before
I need to go through compliance.
Yes.
I feel. I
can't give too much away. My dad once took me to the BBC, and I looked inside the TARDIS, and then, quite young and naive, went into school and went, well, I was chased around the playground and excommunicated, quite rightfully so.
But these days it is actually magic, just for the TARDIS. When you go into the TARDIS, do you have a say in what you want there?
Or is it all the production design?
No, it's
amazing.
Wonderful designer called Phil Sims, and it's, isn't it, David? It's.
Actually breathtaking. We see it on Saturday night.
Yes, it's about to be unveiled. We kept it secret. Yes.
I know. So is there that moment where you take David to see the set for the first time and you're as excited as we are about the new episode?
Absolutely. Absolutely it was. Especially that TARDIS set.
And actually, the Doctor is excited to see it. That's what's brilliant about it. It's like, wait till you see that moment. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Also, is it true, David, we've been reliably informed, that teachers used to tell you off for talking about Doctor Who when you were young?
I think I did. Wang on about it quite a lot. Yes, I was quite a fan. I do remember one teacher came in one day with. Do you remember those Weetabix cards you could collect with all the different Doctor Who characters on them, and you had to eat, you know, vast quantities of cereal to get the whole set? I remember once one of the teachers came in and just handed me a. She'd obviously been collecting them for weeks, and she just handed me a collection and then completed my collection.
And I
thought. How did she know? Very touched.
You've been rabbiting on all those lessons.
The whole time. Question for Russell. Can we have K-9 back? Rick from Blackpool.
Do you know? I was talking about this the other day. I love K-9. Where is K-9
now?
I think he's in a cupboard in Sarah Jane's.
You should know.
I should know. I would love it, and I will do something about that. Right.
Thank you, Rick from Blackpool.
Thank you, Rick.
You are a great influencer. Zoe, my son and I, this is Finley, his son, and this is messages from David. I've been watching so much Doctor Who. Then it was announced that David was coming back for these special episodes. I wanted to keep David's return a secret from Finley. So 1 year and 140 episodes later, and so much effort to avoid spoilers, he was totally gobsmacked when we finally got to Jodie's regeneration. Have a little listen.
It's all for you, Finley.
That's beautiful.
Oh, thank you, David, for getting in touch. And thank you to Finley, who may well be listening to this interview, if not live, back on BBC Sounds.
Always
you
available.
Can rewind it. More chat with David and Russell after Pink, Marshmallow and Sting. What a combination. This is Dreaming 841.